Hi, everyone. This is a Wee Wonks, a little version of Wonks, a short podcast with some of the folks who make Wonks possible. One of them is Sue Dvorsky, who is our one of our panelists for our December show, and she is also the former Democratic chair of the state of Iowa. And thanks for sitting down with us here today.
Sure, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
We were talking a little bit about what it was like to be a state chairman and what it was like to be the former state chairman. As a former anchor, now retired, I was very interested in what you were saying in terms of your perspective and how it may have changed a little bit now that you are a former state chairman as opposed to what your perspective was when you were state chair.
Well, you know, there are very few out of the 3 million Iowans, I think there's seven of us on both sides that have the honor and privilege of being former state chairs of the Iowa Democratic and Republican parties. So it's a small group. Steve Roberts, who is a former chair of the Iowa Republican Party, when I became chair, pulled me aside, bought me a drink with incredibly expensive top shelf liquor and said, "Honey, I hope they treat you better than they treated me." And I said, "Sir, you know, I just don't think probably while you're in it, they do." I had the enormous privilege, though, remember, of being the chair. I still had Tom Harkin as my U.S. Senator. I still had 50% of the congressional seats were Democratic seats. So I still had that really great experience of being able to, it was a caucus year. The chair of the Republican Party at the time, Matt Straughn, and I got along famously. He's a Hawkeye, one of the good things about him. And so we had an opportunity to really work together at that place where the two parties are most able to work together in a presidential campaign that was really fairly convivial, certainly given what we've just experienced last year. So, you know, in 2012, we ended up Barack Obama's reelect and Mitt Romney. And I think looking back on it now, my Lord, it almost seems quaint. It was a remarkable privilege. I mean, it was a wonderful thing. I loved it. I didn't know I was the vice chair, fell into it by accident.
I was going to say, this wasn't exactly in your career plan, was it?
And would never have been, let's just be honest. Tom Harkin, Chet Culver, I was not the kind of person. You know, I came from outside of Polk County. I wasn't a trial lawyer. I didn't know any of the big funders.
You're
I have
teacher.
A lot of opinions. I was a teacher, and I had a lot of opinions. I was a perfect vice chair. I think probably they all paled a little bit when I ended up being the chair.
You think
and
so?
I know so. And I did my best to make sure that I lived up to the job. And a lot of people went into that. You know, we had a remarkably strong state party. Norm Sturzenbach was the executive director. He and I understood each other well, and we worked together on the same wavelength. Matt was very, very generous and very welcoming, Matt Straughn at the Republican Party. I was given quite a number of weeks to get on the ground. They didn't attack us. They didn't, you know, it was... And now I think about it, and it just, my golly, it was only 2010, and yet in that intervening 7 years, it seems almost prehistoric in where our tone has gone. One of the things I enjoyed so much about tonight, I go back with David Omen, and I just have always had so much respect for Dave Kochel. And I think that people see, they can hear it if they listen to the podcast, and I encourage them to do that. What they hear are professionals. When you do this, I was never a professional. I was a volunteer. You know, I was kind of a jumped-up volunteer. But people who do this for a living, this city works well when professionals act professionally. And I think in any field, politics is a field. It's a career field. It's a career endeavor. And so professionals in it have a specific set of skills. And professionals understand each other and enjoy each other for the set of skills they have. The ability to be a good executive director of a state party in the first in the nation state, there's more in common than there isn't. You know, we may disagree on issues, but in terms of managing the central committee and dealing with donors and trying to make sure that your activists are happy and, you know, working everybody in one boat oaring, you know, pulling the oars in generally the same direction at generally the same time. Those are things that cross party lines if that's what you're doing for a living. And then, so that's kind of fun.
But now your perspective has changed?
It has, because, you know, it's been, first of all, it's been a while, and we've been through a general election that was, I think it's fair to say, on both sides. I look at my friends David Oman and Dave Kochel, and I think the general election of 16 was pretty grueling. And certainly, I'm a Democratic partisan. I'm, you know, married to the former Appropriations Chair of the Iowa Senate. He held that role for 15 years, and it was remarkable and important. And the losses that we experienced on our side in 2016 were rough. And so I see the people who have those jobs now, and I love them even more and respect them for how difficult the task is. I'm hoping that any opportunity that we have to civilly engage and civically engage, I am concerned that those opportunities are fewer and farther between. I am concerned that, and it probably was this way in 2010, and now everything looks rosier looking back, but I am concerned that now the instant we get to issue disagreement, which is pretty quick and on everything, it becomes a personal, that moves from issue to ad hominem personal attacks so quickly. The climate, the national climate is not conducive to helping us in Iowa act politically the way we always have, which has been fairly, fairly collaborative, honestly.
You sound a little bit like a candidate, I must say. Have you ever thought about it?
No.
Why not?
And I tell you, because, you know, I've mentored all these young women to run, and many people have said that to me, and I consider that a high compliment, because in my house, you know, public service and political life, that is an honorable career. And I have been married for almost 30 years to one of the best public service servants we've ever had. The difference between Bob and I is that Bob is a person who genuinely believes that everybody has a story that should be heard. I am a person who is so opinionated, I could never run for public office because I just don't have the patience for it. There's 3 million of us, there's 150 of them. There's 3 million of us, there's one governor at a time, two senators, four congresspeople. That leaves a lot of roles for the other 2,999,000 of us. There are many, many ways to be politically active. My way is the mentoring. My way is ginning people up. I have, when you're a teacher, and especially if you do a couple of decades in junior high, you are by nature an entertainer.
But there's also a very special place in heaven for junior high teachers.
Well,
I just want to say that.
God love me and my colleagues. We can sniff each other out across a room. I know when one has been. You know, it's a combat thing. But there are many, many ways to engage in public discourse and discussion, and mentoring candidates and mentoring young women and supporting the party. You know what Dave said about the party? I still do a lot of that, because in the smaller counties, I can come out there and people want to hear what I have to say because I care so much about it. So I do think that those of us who care, I'm on the state board of the Interfaith Alliance because the work that they do, I think, is so important about civility. I am very, that's my thing. Okay. You know, he goes there and dives into these issues, and he's so smart about this stuff. I just want to send smart people there who are good people. That's my thing. My thing is civility.
There's not going to be a Dvorsky dynasty of any sort.
There's not. Annie's in Denver, and Caroline's in D.C., and neither one of them decided now was the right time to run for their dad's seat. So we're not going to do that.
All right. Sue, thanks a lot for spending time with us. Thanks a lot for being a panelist.
Oh, it was great fun.
And thank you for spending a little time with us afterwards.
Thank you.
All right. This is a Wee Wonks, a short little version of our Wonks podcast. I'm Kevin Cooney.